Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode 89. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am. And every time we unveiled a new attraction, attendance has spiked. And the reason is Ben.
Hi, Aludra. How are you doing?
Good, Ben. So were you talking like volleyball spike, where it actually shot down a lot? Or
No, attendance. You know, the numbers have spiked. They've gone up. There's been a huge uptick in attendance. I pulled it from Jurassic World this week.
I figured.
Yeah, because of Chris Pratt's birthday.
Happy birthday, Crunchy Rodent.
Yay!
Seriously, he has the meanest parents. They named him Chris Pratt.
Oh, that's sad now.
Isn't it?
Oh my gosh, I am so happy to be talking to you. Do you know why?
Because, Ben, you're awesome.
No, that's why you're happy to talk to me. I'm happy to talk to you because you're pretty awesome. But even more so, I had a pretty kind of crappy start to the day with nightmares. And then I woke up and I went to work. And then first world problems. Ooh. The restaurant was mean to me. And now I get to talk to you and that makes me happy.
Man, you were trying to give them money and they were being mean. It's not like you were picketing outside.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? To each their own.
And I heart you. I really do.
Aw, thank you.
I just want you to know that.
I appreciate that. So how have you been? What's been going on? What's the dealio?
Well, there's a lot of dealios going on. I will be the first to admit to dealios, but I saw the Warcraft movie.
What'd you think?
I think there was a substantial lack of pet battles.
Yes.
I didn't even see that many critters.
I saw a Murloc.
I saw a Murloc too. It was like really awesome. Mm-hmm. But there were no critters. I'm like, okay, wait, we're in Elwynn Forest. Where's the sheep? Where's the pig with the blue ribbon? Where's the pig eating the pumpkins?
Where's the squirrel?
Squirrel! Because we know how many squirrels there
They're
are.
They're everywhere. There's also snakes everywhere, and I don't remember seeing any snakes.
Yes, so pet battles were sorely underrepresented in World of Warcraft. Meanwhile, over here, so, as if it wasn't bad enough that we're getting Phoenix-level heat over here,
we're getting record Phoenix level heat.
Yeah, we're hitting 112 where I'm at.
118 to 20.
Yeah, yeah, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, like seriously, that we need a better cooling system or something.
Look, I've been playing Mei in Overwatch just because she seems to be able to cool things down.
Yeah, right? There's two wildfires near me.
Ooh.
So the light is filtering in through my windows orange. And okay. It's like, well, wow, because I needed more heat.
You can pretend that it's, I don't know, sunset on Tatooine.
I can. And I like to also pretend that I'm under the Halloween sun in Nightmare Before Christmas.
That works. Mm-hmm. That works. This is Tatooine. Totally works.
Ah, that was brilliant. That was a really good, you know, fit.
Well, thank you very much. I try to mesh everything that I like into one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the reasons why you're my co-host.
Okay. Anyway. the wildfires were just a bit much. One was started by somebody shooting into the brush around here.
Jeez.
It's the hottest day of the year. Let's unload firearms into dry.
I'm so mad I'm going to shoot these dead bushes.
Mm-hmm, pretty much is what they told us was going on. That's so
good job. Good job.
Yeah. Folks. High five to you guys for seriously being.
Yeah. But when you go for that high five, you're going to be all like too slow.
No, I'm going to smack them in the foreheads. What I'm going to do.
Oh, that's even better.
You're going for a high five and you bop them on the head.
I thought you were going to give me a high five.
No, Kermit the Frog, I am not. other than that, let me see. Overwatch is shaking up.
Kermit is a secret arsonist. It's not swampland, so that means that I need to burn.
The leprechaun told me to burn things.
That being said, don't burn things.
Please don't. Kids, don't burn things.
No.
Keep your cinder kittens in your garrisons.
And away from the oily rags.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Gaming-wise, it's been Overwatch. Battleborn has pretty much died out, which is a real bummer.
Yeah, kind of feel bad for them.
I do too, because, you know, they keep holding their PC patches so the Xbox and PlayStation can have the patch at the same time. Ugh. And that pretty much killed everything.
Yeah, because, okay, so here's the thing, if you don't know, which I know you know, but the listener might not know, but the way that Microsoft and Sony, you know, work with their DLC patches, there's actual specific requirements that have to go mm-hmm. into any sort of update. Whereas with PC, it's like, oh, here's a patch, things are fixed, boom. Whereas other things need to be, you know, have a certain amount before they can be sent out. They need to meet certain specifications for what constitutes as a patch versus DLC. And it is very hard to keep things updated as you would with PC on consoles.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ben's little updating corner. The more you know.
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, the game was unbalanced and there's all this matchmaking dramas and stuff. And mm-hmm. it's just like, ugh. So I'm kind of bummed because that was actually a real blast to play, but nobody's playing it anymore. So, yeah. Yay.
Makes it a bit tough. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Other than that, I haven't been doing too much in game lately. I've been reading books, you know, some good stuff, the free bards and all that. And
it's good. Get your rest of the life out of the way because Legion is coming soon.
Yeah. I'm just stockpiling the books I've read pile so that by the end of the year, it looks more even than the beginning of the year. I read all the things.
Perfect, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have been insanely busy in Overwatch. And by busy, I mean, you know, trying to get at least a couple matches in a day because I absolutely love that game, even though I don't have a whole lot of time. So I get in, do what I can. If I work from home, I might, you know, say do a match during my lunch hour because I have just enough time for one. And this game has grabbed me so much that it pulls me in. Mm-hmm. Other than that, the best thing absolutely happened last week when I was doing my Mass Effect stream. And by best, I mean, oh, funny things are happening. So,
yeah, I missed it because I went and saw that Warcraft Pet Battleist movie, but it was still really good.
Yeah, that is quite all right. But okay, so I think I did it Friday night after art because Wednesday I was recording with mm-hmm. Ro because I'm going to be on the 200 episode of Realm Maintenance. So okay, here's the thing. There's the plug for that. Anyways, so I was doing my Mass Effect stream and okay, so I'm playing on my Xbox 360 and the little blinky lights on the controller blinking saying like, hey, we're almost out of batteries. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, hit the guide button to see how much was left. And it's like half, you know, halfway full. So I'm like, yeah. I should be able to get through the stream. That's cool. It's fine. So then it gets to the point where I'm like, in the middle of a mission, I've got my sniper rifle up. I'm looking through the scope. I headshot someone. And then all of a sudden, this message pops up that says, please connect to the Xbox controller. It goes bloop. And meanwhile, my controller keeps acting on its own free will. So it keeps zooming in and shooting and zooming in and shooting and zooming in and shooting. Because those were the last like commands that the controller
did.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So I turn it back on. I'm like, okay. So then I check the battery again. Halfway. I'm like, okay, well, maybe it was a fluke.
Yeah.
So then the next time the rumble goes off, boom, same thing happens. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
So I went and grabbed the other controller, booted that up. It had about half a battery thing on there. So I'm like, okay, we should be okay. Lights are kind of blinking a little. I'm like, oh crap. So then by this time, my sniper rifle was out of ammo because it was randomly firing on its own. So I switched to something else, was shooting something. And then, bloop, please reconnect controller. I'm like, no! So, luckily, my teammates were good enough, and they were able to finish the firefight so that I could save right then and stop playing. Because we didn't have any other batteries in the house. So, I'll be picking back up mid-mission tomorrow night. And, boy,
man,
oh boy.
You had such a great stream, too. I had such a good time. I've never even played Mass Effect before, but I had so much fun watching you getting drunk in a bar. Virtually. That was so hilarious.
Well, I was intending to do like a certain thing to happen, but I was at the wrong bar, so I just got wasted instead.
Yeah, that was so funny. That was so great. Oh man, I'm gonna be looking up that stream on YouTube because I know they're there, and I just want to watch the look on your face like, wait, what?
I'm like, okay, one more should do it. Okay, mm-hmm. one more. I did it for like, what, 5 minutes, just shooting drinks, something like that. But anyways, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to finishing this next mission, and then I'm going to throw some more choices, you know, via poll up on Twitter to figure out where I go after this. Because, you know, I'm actually having a lot of fun with that. So I'm going to keep keep on doing that. In WoW news, though, oh my gosh, I was on the PTR last week.
And you were on the PTR?
I was on the PTR.
We're going to talk about that later. So, but
I mean, I was on the PTR because our raid team is going to test some stuff out. And the fun thing is that you can't go into the current raids for this tier or expansion. So I don't know if they were just shut down for the night or they're working on tuning or what. I don't know the whole story. So we ended up going into the PTR version of Siege of Orgrimmar because, you know, people wanted to try out their new specs and different abilities and see what they did and stuff like that. And of course, you know, they're steamrolling through. And since I'm on my monk, it's really hard to get a good healing rotation down when no one's taking any damage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just kind of went along, did that for, I mean, it was fun. Got to see some content and stuff, and everybody was having a blast. I love watching Dakar shoot fire at everything because fire spec on a mage is great. So did that. Other than that, though, I've been working on, you know, just some garrison stuff. And thanks to our buddy Mew, holy crap, best idea in the world. All of my level 100 garrisons now have a trading post, and I am trading all of those excess resources that I'm not using to get those gold bags. And for 10,000 resources, I ended up with like 3,000 gold.
Hey, you know what? That's brilliant.
Oh, I know. It is fantastic. I'm like, I've got like 6 max level garrisons. Guess what I'm doing? Gonna watch a movie on my second screen and just buy all these bags and open them all up. And then from that point on, once I get, you know, 500 garrison resources stacked up again, grab them, walk over, buy 10 bags of gold, and just keep, you know, making extra money. Because I don't have all those followers like leveled up at all, or even much less geared in order to get money that way. So on my two main characters that I have, they get to go out on missions. Everyone else, all those resources, gold. So thank you him big time for that, because he's a smart guy. You know that?
Yeah. 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 He really is. It's like, oh my gosh. It's something you dismissed early on in the expansion.
Exactly.
But now you're just sitting on a full garrison cache going, I really don't need that.
And like I'm bummed that I didn't like figure this out like a long time ago, because on those characters, I could have been making so much gold all this time. But I have it now. I have it through, you know, when the expansion drops. So pretty happy about that.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's about all that's new with me, though. You know what? I bet there's some news happening in World of Warcraft that I might have already spoiled. What do you think?
I don't think you spoiled anything, Ben.
Yay.
You're awesome.
So let's take a look at the news.
Draenor News.
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor! Boy, howdy!
Alright, so! News. I love that news bumper.
Thank you. I like it too.
Alright, so the PTR, as mentioned earlier, is live! And on it is the
V2
patch. So if you want to see your new rotation, test out the transmog system. The PTR is the way to go. And don't worry, folks, this isn't one of those Blizzard's invite-only things. Just head to your BNet account, download the client. It's in a drop-down on your launcher. After that, it's brilliant.
Well, here's the thing. You need to actually create that PTR account. If you haven't done that yet, you won't be able to actually, like, download it on your launcher. I had that issue.
Yeah, that's why we go to BNet and do it.
But I couldn't find it in BNet because, and I'm not saying this to be mean, because I'm in the beta, I didn't have the option to actually add the PTR account in there. It's really weird.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I went to like a, I don't know, some sort of help site. I think I still have it bookmarked actually. Yeah, public test round beta or Blizzard support. If you just like do a search for that, there's a drop down that says create a PTR account, and immediately just boom, does that.
Well, I joined the PTR a while ago, so I'm assuming my PTR client count is still good from that.
Yep, I'm assuming so, because, yeah, mine wasn't. Because I don't think I actually ever like signed up for the PTR, but
I did a while ago.
But anyways, yeah, there's ways to do that. It's mm-hmm. nice and easy. Okay, so with that in mind, let's talk about what, you know, is in this PTR and pre-patch means for pet battles and all that stuff.
Yes, because it actually means something.
Yes, more so. Now, it could still change.
Mm-hmm. It totally could.
Total disclaimer. Could still change. But
might change, but...
Yeah, but these are kind of what we're seeing and what is going to be happening.
Using abilities and spells after using the magic pet mirror no longer cancels the costume. Entering combat will still remove the transformation, though. So...
Okay, that's a little bit of a bummer, but at the same time, super excited about that. Mm-hmm. Because I like to use that all the time. And you know what is the best? If you have a pet out and you get a pet, to be able to dismiss that pet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or so maybe
then you
even...
can have two different puppies, so we can be like a whole herd of varying frost wolves running across the plains during raid break.
Exactly. And how much fun is it to run across the plains?
Hey, Team Wolf Mage, right?
Oh, totally. That's mm-hmm. the way we do it. Or in my case, Team Molten Corgi Mage.
Yes.
I like doing that too.
Well, no, because you are you're a healer right now.
I'm a mage.
So.
Mage
healer. But in raid,
mage
this
healer.
Specific.
Mage healer.
In this example, Ben.
So you know what's really cool? It's a little bit of a bummer though, but pet charm rewards from Draenor dailies will be reduced, roughly cut in half. That's because there's going to be a new place to go. They're going to encourage you to go there to get things.
Yeah, but I like that they didn't take it out entirely,
mm-hmm.
because this way we can still, you know, if you want to go that extra above and beyond and still do the dailies elsewhere, you can.
Exactly. And that's one of those things that I'm actually really happy about, considering that sometimes you just need that little extra oomph to get you over to the next level. Or if there's things that you haven't collected yet, you know, to be able to get those toys as fast as possible. Now, one thing that you really need to make sure that you're aware of is that the Brawler's Guild will be going on hiatus for an undisclosed amount of time. That's going to make Clockham unavailable until it reopens in the future. Now, the same thing happened when Pandaria transitioned into Draenor. You know, it was shut down at that point, you know, and the quote unquote season was over. So if you're, you know, kind of on the fence on what you're going to do, make sure you're pushing forward. I think you still need, what is it, rank 4 to get him? Which it actually isn't that bad. So
No. It's actually kind of easy, especially with the gear we're all rocking now and all that.
Yeah, so definitely take the time, go get him. He's a pretty cool pet. I like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty adorbs.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit, he's got the adorbs. All right, so many pet tuning updates are on the PTR. And just to give you a quick rundown, because we don't want to go through them and then, you know, massive corrections later. Because, you know, the one that you, the listener, is going to remember is the one that changes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's
of course.
Just the way it is. Yeah. But changes are going to come to Howl, Pandaren Water Spirit, Graves, Cleave, Thunderbolt, you know, so on so forth. Howl, then Pandaren Water Spirit, that's the list, really. Graves, then Cleave, then Thunderbolt. Okay, I could have ordered that better. My bad.
It's okay.
For a full list of changes, check out the official thread for the upcoming pet tuning changes. Now, when this goes live, we are going to tell you exactly what changed and where to our lovely Miss of Pandaria in music kazoo background.
I love
as
that
that's
background.
The way to do it.
Totally.
Yeah, I love doing that rapid fire with the kazoos.
Now, just remind me when it's time to edit that so I can make sure to put it in.
Oh, yeah. No. It will be happening.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Here's another thing to actually really make sure. This happened previously in the expansion, but at the same time stopped. The Warlords of Draenor Digital Deluxe Special Bundle is going to officially retire. That's right. If you haven't actually gotten the pet yet for this expansion, you're going to need to seek out physical copies of the Warlords of Draenor Collector's Edition to collect the mount and the Dread Hatchling pet once the sale has ended. So make sure you get there as fast as you can. Buy it digitally if you don't want to try to track down a physical copy, which is actually surprisingly harder than you'd think. So very, very important that you do that.
Yes, and for anybody who's like, but my local GameStop has like 100 of those things, this could be a slight investment opportunity. I'm not guaranteeing squat, But I'm just saying, if you know where there's a cache of Warlords of Draenor physical copies for the collector's edition and all that, it may behoove you to buy one or two to try to flip on eBay in a few years.
Yeah, in a few years is the right words, because you know what?
In a few years, yeah.
If I could get an original collector's edition or a Burning Crusade collector's edition, like if I was made of money, I would, because they're pets I need.
One of those regular collector's editions for vanilla Warcraft for the box.
Yeah, Nevermore got one of those from Goodwill.
Oh, nice.
She paid $10 for it. Has the art book, the soundtrack, all that stuff in it. And of course, she doesn't have the code, but no. I mean, she's got the box and it's great. She's got all the box sets because of that.
Yeah, I want to do something similar, actually. Even though I don't have room and I live in this world's tiniest apartment and stuff, I like the boxes. I like the art books. Sometimes you're just kind of feeling sick and not able to make it to your computer, but you still have that Azeroth craving.
Yeah, and everybody has those Azeroth cravings.
Exactly. So you sit down and you read. I only have the one box, but I also have a Diablo 3 box.
Those
and I like
good
looking
boxes.
Through that. That is such a fun box.
Oh my gosh, those artwork for that, and
watching the planning phases.
Mm-hmm.
There is an art book that's similar for Star Wars: The Force Awakened. It goes through all the art and changes the movie made from the beginning of its conception to now. And I like to go to Barnes & Noble and read it. And then later, when I watched the movie with Thrax, I hit him up with factoids about the movie that he finds interesting and neato. And he loves it because, yeah.
Always fun when that happens.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, did you know that her name was originally Kira? And we were supposed to meet BB-8 in a droid repair station? But it didn't happen that way, clearly. And he's like, wow, no way. And I go, yes.
You know all the things, Aludra.
No, I know a handful of things because I sat there and read for 20 minutes.
Reading is fundamental, folks.
Yes.
Knowledge
is
power.
Yep. And fundamentals are the building blocks to fun. So.
Can't spell fun without wait. No, that doesn't work. Never mind. Keep going.
Yeah, so art books and stuff, great resource, love to have them. I actually have a Vanilla WoW code on my account, but do not have the box. Yeah. And for you guys selling for $100 on eBay, that's just me.
That's all?
Hey, if I had $100, I would.
Oh, wait, that's just for the box. No, the actual sealed ones with the code still viable, those go for like thousands of dollars.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And it is awesome. And I love my code, and I love my baby panda, and I love my demon and everybody, so I'm not saying a word. But a box would be really cool to see a Warcraft Inception from the beginning.
Yeah. Very true.
Okay, so yes, tangent, hi. We're coming back to the tracks now. Okay, so the pre-expansion event is open world scenarios. It is also on the PTR. You can go check it out. That's where my money is for checking my rotations and stuff personally, Ben. Like, pre-expansion event.
It's a lot easier to, you know, heal if you're in a group and finding the people at the right time to do it and
Ben,
stuff.
Ben, you're a mage.
Yeah, I am
you
totally a mage.
You said the H word. Okay.
Quiet,
so.
You.
Everybody gets one. The pre-patch expansion event is on the PTR. What you're doing basically is you're doing open world scenarios to collect nether shards. And then you spend these nether shards at a special vendor located in Stormwind or Orgrimmar and near the invasion points. You know, kind of like Brill and, no, it was Razor Hill and all that. And for the last expansion event, you know, with trolls.
Yeah.
Asians and
yep,
stuff.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. That was the last one, right? No, was that? I don't know, but that was the last fun one I did, so that'll tell you something. The new pet is a fell bat pup, because apparently bats are dogs, and it will cost 1,800 nether shards. Now, since each invasion rewards 260 shards, collecting this pet will require the completion of about 7 invasions. So, if you want the new pet, the invasion pet. Now, we're unclear if this pet will be exclusive to the demon Invasion World event, or if you can go and get it after it's ended, like the Starlet.
Yeah, the Iron Starlet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. That was an event storyline thing, and it's still in the game. And that's great.
No. The infinite or the bronze Whelpling is still in the game. The Iron Starlet you can't get anymore because that was just part of. Wait, is that question?
No, you can get the Iron Starlet.
Oh, okay, cool. Never mind.
The event's still going on now. The bronze Whelpling thing. I thought was a drop from the mobs.
It's a drop, but the mobs are still there, and it can still drop.
And the storyline's still there too.
Yeah. Okay.
I have friends who are still completing it now because you know why do it if you. Came back after the launch, right?
True. Yeah.
So, yeah. Unclear if it's going to go away like the three-headed Hydra did in the event that I'm remembering with oh so fondness and or stay like the Bronze Whelpling and the Starlet.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of upset. I did a bunch of those events just so I could get a bunch of extra Iron Starlets and now I can't unload them.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have a couple. I mean, they're great pets, though.
They're angry BBA.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, which is why what I actually named mine after that one episode, because that was absolutely hysterical.
That was so great.
Yeah.
Eight is great.
Okay, so here's the thing. We've got Legion coming up, and we talked about before how the specs are changing. Now, the PTR is a perfect place to actually try out those specs and make sure that your computer can handle everything that's going on. If it's not, or if you want to get that just extra oomph to make sure that everything's going right, head over to Doghouse Systems because you can get yourself a new computer that can definitely handle what's going on with Legion. I mean, I think their lowest spec computer is probably, I don't know. I honestly don't know the actual numbers, but trust me, it can play WoW because I have their lowest spec computer from like 5 years ago and it plays Legion just fine. So if you've got to do an upgrade, head over to doghousesystems.com, spec out your computer, see what you can do. And guess what? You get double the memory for free if you put in Battle Pets as your promo code.
And we personally love it when you do that because you help support the show.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. More than you can possibly know.
All the things. All right, so, Ben.
Aludra.
I am sitting here, and PTR is fun and all, but I want to play on live. And what is there to do on live in pet battles right now?
What is there to do? Why, there's still some pets in Sinnoh Jungle that we haven't killed, or defeated, if you will, in boss battles.
Boss battles.
Boss battles.
Boss you get battles. Caught up in the boss battles. We're just a bunch of old references tonight, aren't we?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'm not having a problem with this personally.
Eh, I never do.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
We've got a Felfly. It's a firefly that floats around like a leaf on the wind, and it's located at 5580 in Sinnoh Jungle. So, but this leaf on the wind doesn't magically explode when we're not looking. When we tested it, it spawned with a gray-violet firefly and a white tree python.
Yeah. That's what popped up when I
actually clicked it. So one's a snake in the grass and the other's a support firefly. I'm really trying to just beat this reference into the ground.
Yeah, it doesn't really work all that well. That's okay, though.
It should have been a fox.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
A fox and a snake.
I can see that. Anyway, so the felfly... It actually has three abilities, as every single other one in Sinnoh Jungle has. Mm-hmm. This first ability will actually come as a surprise. It is Fel Corruption. Now, this ability calls forth a wave of Fel power, dealing elemental damage to all of your pets and empowering Felfly's backline pets, increasing damage dealt and reducing their damage taken by 50% for 10 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
Yes, I'm blown away. I can't even with the Fel Corruption thing.
I know. I can't believe you fell for it.
Oh, but All right, so next is the Confused Sting. Much like Ben's burn on me just now. Your pet is stung, dealing flying damage every round for 5 rounds. While stung, your pet has a 10% chance to harm themselves and explode like a leaf on the wind, or while attacking or in his poison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That works.
See that sting? It was also confused, because I love you all that much.
Yep. Last but not least, we have Barbed Stinger. Now, this attack instantly deals...
Whoa, a sting again?
I know. Well, you know what? It's a fell fly. Mm-hmm. It fell while it was trying to fly. That's why it's so close on the ground, you just click on it. anyways, this attack instantly deals beast damage and has a 20% chance to poison your pet to deal additional elemental damage per round for 1 round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm glad that I figured out what those words actually were supposed to be instead of what I wrote in the notes.
I was not going to tease you about that, actually. I was just going to let you have your moment for actually unscrambling that.
Oh, no. I'm totally going to call myself out on that because, yeah, that's just bad typing. Okay, so...
That's bad copy-pasting. Let's admit it. Wowhead, we love you.
No, I type all that out every single time. I do.
Yeah, you do, actually. I just realized that you have to reformat it. Meanwhile, I'm over here going, MMO champion, cut and paste.
Yeah, no, I retype it out and change the wording so it works. So I'm actually talking to someone. Because, you know, we love our audience.
We do love our audience. We have, like, the best audience in the world. High five to you guys, and I don't mean a forehead slap.
And we won't pull away either.
No, we won't. We won't, like, cringe or anything.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the things that I've been reading on strategies to fight Fellfly is get things that have magical abilities as well as blocks, because you don't want to be confused, because that is never fun if you're attacking yourself. And even more so, being damaged, also not fun. So, you know, do what you can to try to take it down quickly with magic abilities, but block when you can.
Mm-hmm. Yep, totally.
Definitely.
Ben, how does your 3-pet team work on this?
Very carefully, actually.
Have you found success? Because I miss those days where you're like, well, Aludra, I used a owl, a wolf.
Well, let's put it this way. I haven't successfully beaten Fellfly with my go-to team.
Aww. Do you have it saved in your pet journal enhanced as my go-to team?
No, I don't, because I like to lovingly find all of them and put them in the slot because I love those pets so much because they got me so far.
Which means he never plays with that team, guys. That's code.
No. Don't know what you're talking about.
Them.
No, I always look for Fox, Hermione, and the last one.
And the rest.
Seriously, my warg pup is totally... I'm spacing on the name right now. What is wrong with me?
Warg pup.
I think it is actually just named War Pup.
All right, Ben. We have our boss. We did our thing. What next?
I think it's time for me to gather up Hermione, Lupin, and Fox.
Oh!
And put together a team. With they team building.
But they are a team.
I know, but they, you know what? We're going to have some fun and they're going to be captains.
Yay!
We're playing pet battle dodgeball. That's what's going on.
Yeah, we really are.
Team building.
All right, so team building, this week's words, chosen at random by us going, but we already used that word last week, is...
And then saying, we also use that word. And then saying, we also use that word. And then saying, hey, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we do it, guys. Is angular existence. Now, Ben.
Yes, Aludra.
I have got this great team, and it starts with Crimson Geode, because of anybody knows of an angular existence, it's one of those geodes. Why the crimson one? Because I like red.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? That is a very good way to do it.
Yeah, it really is. So, I mean, that is an angular existence right there. It's all full of planes, and you can only get it by mining, and then if you're a bad miner, it comes out all wonky, even though it doesn't, but I like to pretend it does. So, angular existence, crimson geode starter. Next is cute.
Aww.
Because, yeah, even though he's flatter than the Crimson Geode, there's a lot of angles and designs and stuff going into that. So.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah. So now we got the glowing white one lighting up the pretty red one. So how do we finish off an angular existence? Well, I will tell you. With a sinister squashling. Now you're going, oh, I know. You're like, wait, a pumpkin's round, Aludra. Yes, but we're not talking about the angle of him. We are talking about the angle of his existence. Because until you are in reach, he is just an unassuming jack-o'-lantern there for decor. And then you walk by him and boom, he's got your ankle. Now, what he does then, nobody really knows because, like, it's a pumpkin grabbing your ankle. After you go, ah, 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 you realize he has no teeth.
True.
But it's still the angle because he's actually existing with his roots underground, which is very unusual for a pumpkin as they grow on vines, which are above ground.
Very true. Okay. You know what? It's funny because I totally angled off and veered into a different direction.
My goodness. What? You mean we could take two words and define them in a different way with the same 800 pets?
I know. Kind of weird, right?
I do think so. Yes.
So I went with angular existence and thought, you know what? Angular existence. That sounds like someone who's actually pretty smart and scientific. So I started off with Baby Winston, because you know what? He grows into be an insanely brilliant scientist. Mm-hmm. Very smart guy. He is all about the numbers and the maths and the sciences and everything. It's his entire existence. Then, you know how you actually practice science? Through observation. So what do you use? The eye of observation. Helps you, you know, like, let's say Baby Winston's got to sleep. He sleeps. Eye of observation. Boom. Watching stuff. Making sure things. You know, science is happening. And then...
No pressure, guys. Big Brother's not watching.
And then what's left over but a brilliant spore to help you deduce and come up with these amazing solutions to things. So, Baby Winston, Eye of Observation, Brilliant Spore, Angular Existence, Mic Drop. And I would do that if these weren't expensive.
They are very expensive, Ben. Every time I see that on TV, I cringe.
Yes, me too. So let us know what you think. Whose angular existence is the most angly and existency?
Well, they both exist, Ben.
Well, yeah, but which one's more existency? It's a word.
It's not salt that you put on food, Ben. You either exist or you don't, and ours exist. Yeah, but... I went Sith on that. Do or do not. There is no try. It exists.
Only a Sith is an absolute.
I was quoting Yoda.
I know.
A master.
But you know what's also an absolute? Saying that only a Sith deals in absolutes. That's an absolute.
It is.
Ugh, George Lucas, your script writing is so bad.
It really, really is. The Jedi said more absolutes than the Sith.
Yeah. So anyways, on our next episode, make sure to check out our two words, late lore.
Late lore. Now, we did Howling Lore not too while ago, it just occurred to me, and he didn't send in anything. Now would be the time for Lore to send in a howl, as this is late lore.
That would actually be perfect.
That would be so great. Lore, we implore you, please send in a howl.
And we even rhymed it. Lore, uh-huh. We implore. See, that's how it goes.
We will seuss your caboose, so please.
Wait, what?
We have a moose.
Okay.
What?
With that, let's move on to the pet battle add-on. Pet battle add-ons.
We do add-ons now! No, we don't make them, but we talk about them! Ben!
I wish we
could. What add-on did you pick? Yeah.
I actually dug around, and there's an oldie but a goodie. A lot of people actually use it. I highly recommend it if you don't. It's called Pet Tracker. Now, here's the best thing. Pet Tracker is a tool designed to help all kinds of trainers and their pet tracking and battling duties. Now, some of the things that it does, which I think is great, is that it actually displays the locations of all pets, stables, and tamers on the world maps. Now, yeah, the tamers are on there, which is great, you know, if you have that turned on. But the fact that it'll actually have paw prints all over the map so that you can find, like, you know, spawn points for specific pets. So useful. Granted, you have to filter through all the pets to find the one that you want. Like, let's say you're in, Northrend looking for an unborn Valkyr. You can kind of mouse around to find out an exact spawn point of where those are in each of the different zones. So, very helpful with that. Even more so, if you're going through and say you're Smurfing, you want a blue of every pet that you catch in every zone. This will actually track your progress on catching pets in your current zone. So let's say you go somewhere and there's rats in that zone, but you don't have a blue rat yet. Hey, guess what? This zone has rats. It'll say rat so that you know that it's there somewhere that you can get. Absolutely love it. And it's even better for pet specific zones. Mm-hmm. Also, if you go to like, say the Undercity, pets that you can buy in the Undercity, like the cockroach, it's going to be on there because it's in that zone. That's where you find it. It is absolutely fantastic to use. This also shows the rarity of pets in battle and warns you if it's an upgrade. So if you're not in the middle of Smurfing and say you've got a gray rat and you come across a blue one, guess what? Boom. It says, hey, look, this is an upgrade. You should totally get it. It might not actually say that, but...
Ben, we need to write a pet add-on where if it is an upgrade and it dings in your upgrade ticker, your voice comes up and says that.
Hey, this is an upgrade. You might want to catch it. This thing is actually, this little next feature is something that a lot of people are going to want, especially if you are the complete min-maxer when it comes to pets. And this add-on, Pet Tracker, will actually tell you what pet breeds you are facing in combat, tell you what they are in your journal, and also in different tooltips. So if you are totally min-maxing, this is definitely the add-on for you. Another thing that's pretty cool is that it actually tells you and displays what the enemies that you're battling against, what their abilities are. So if say
So you know if it's going to claw or tunnel.
Exactly. That's one of those things. You'll see what three abilities are available to it and then what it uses. And then if you're like super duper knowledgeable and able to like, I guess, do the counting cards version of pet battles, mm-hmm. you'll know how many rounds before something else is back up and they can potentially use it again. So like if you're doing PvP against someone else, this is a great add-on to have. So you know what to actually expect from them.
Yeah, this is brilliant for PvP. Oh my gosh. That didn't occur to me because I don't really PvP until you said that. This would be awesome. Mm-hmm. This is your ace in the hole PvP.
Yep. And one last thing is that it actually does provide a journal of all the different tamers and their teams. So instead of, getting out of the game to look something up, you can actually find them right away, find out what their team is, and actually build a pet team appropriate to that if you haven't actually gone there yet. So definitely check it out. Pet Tracker. It's very versatile and helps you out with a lot of different collecting needs.
That sounds really cool. Yeah, especially if you PvP guys. That is really awesome.
Mm-hmm. And for me, the collecting guy, I love it because I can go into a zone, know if I have everything or not.
Yeah.
And then at that point, look on the map and find out, I don't have the
90th snake.
Yeah, or small-nosed anteater, which isn't a pet, but it could be, and I walk into a brand new zone, I see, hey, I don't have that one yet. Go to the map,
find it. That might help me, because I'm really lazy sometimes, and by sometimes, read most of the time, when it comes to actually ferreting out what's in a zone. Yeah. So, I'm going to give this a shot.
Out. It'll totally help out, and if you walk into a zone and you see that there's something that you don't have, it's that much more motivation to actually go and get it.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so if you would like to contact us, you can reach us at wildbattlebits@gmail.com. We'd love to hear about whether or not you think Ben's team is better than mine, whether you tried the add-on, or, you have any kind of feedback you want to give us. We'll listen. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net. Stitcher, not on Stitches. He's full of things, but not our show, and on iTunes.
Oh man, it'd be so awesome if he had a little Battle Pets logo tattoo like on one of his arms.
Oh my gosh, Blizzard! I would even if it's for 20 minutes.
I would be surprised. Let's just put it that way.
I would be so shocked. I would screenshot that. It'd be all over Wildhead.
Just get a Weebomination, just zoom in really close and look. Oh, that black dot right there, that's our logo.
Yeah! Be awesome. Says it's not there then.
Exactly. Anyway, so you can follow us also on Twitter. I am at Ben the Mage. Eludra is at Eludra_AIE. And of course, the show is at Battle Pets Show. That is with two S's.
Our theme song, Serpent Riders Heroes, by those amazing folks at Blizzard. And our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben, the amazing person co-host.
Oh.
Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben, the amazing person co-host. And is copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening.
That right there, it's an upgrade. You might want to catch it. Just catch it. It's cool. No, seriously. See, you have a gray and this is a blue. Just look. It'd be better for everyone if you were to catch this pet right now. No, sir, come on. Catch it. Just you. No, you killed it. You didn't catch it. You didn't upgrade. What's wrong with you? I quit.
Bye, everybody.
Cool. She's not keeping the glasses cool, man.
Yeah, you know what? The water's actually not too bad. I think it's I've been playing her so much better lately that she's becoming more and more cool. Now, if it was a May glass, though, holy crap. It'd be frozen.
May versus the Lich King. Who would win? Because he can ice wall, too.
Yeah, but she can ice block to stop damage.
Yeah, but that didn't really help Tyrion, did it?
She can freeze him and then headshot him with a spike through the head.
She could, but he could also freeze her. This may be a stalemate, as long as there's no corpses nearby.
Yeah. Then all she has to worry is about cooldowns. Same with him.
Mm-hmm.
Battle to the freeze. I don't know.
Ice to see you.
Oh, but then again, think about it this way. Once her ult gets up, then she throws her little buddy out who freezes while she's attacking too. So if she gets her ult out, I think she can ultimately win.
No. Because again, we got the poop that Arthas puts on the ground, as well as calling in a Valkyrie to drop her off like a million miles away. Now, granted, if they're not fighting on a cliff face like we were dumb enough to do, then it's not as good, but it does take her out of range and gives him time for his cooldowns to reset as she's running back.
Well, no, but she can still do the ice spike to his head the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And she can ice spike the Valkyries as they're coming in.
Yeah, but the Valkyrie is her first concern because Lord knows where they take you on a plateau.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's a standstill.
But yeah, it really is a stalemate there, isn't it? Now, if there's a graveyard nearby, Arthas is the clear winner.
Yeah.
And if May has her backup team.
Oh, yeah. And then Mr. Freeze comes along and says, "Ice to see you." And then they both just kill him.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they bond over slushies.
Yeah, there you go. I like it.
New canon, Blizzard. Okay.
That might go at the end of the show just because.